Welcome to the EQ Fit Podcast. Our mission is to equip people to prosper in every aspect of their life. Whether you're at home or in the workplace, we explore practical ways of improving success, satisfaction, finding balance, and building enjoyable and beneficial relationships. Thank you for joining us. So I thought we'd take a little detour from our Grow Yourself series and have a little fun. This episode is going to be published the week of Halloween, and I thought we'd have a little fun today, but also focus on something pretty serious and pretty important, which is what's behind our mask? And do we really see ourselves clearly? Because if we don't see ourselves clearly, then we're not going to be able to thrive. It just doesn't work that way. We live in a world where fine has become an automatic reflex answer. You pass somebody in the hallway, you ask how they're doing, and here's what you hear: I'm fine. Often, that word hides stress, fatigue, fear, or uncertainty. The truth is, most of us wear some kind of mask. We can also call that a facade. It's a wall that we put up or a mask that we put on to keep people from seeing certain things in our lives. And we hide those things. And the problem with that is multifold, and we're going to talk about that. We want to be seen as capable, confident. We want to be seen as being in control. Yet that mask often hides our true selves. And it hides it not just from others, but it even hides it from ourselves. What's the problem here? You can't grow or fix what you can't see. I use that phrase a lot when I'm talking to people and trying to help them understand how important it is to have that clarity and to be able to look in a very good mirror and see what's behind the mask. See who's inside of you truly and what's going on inside of you. And that's where, when I work with people, our multidimensional assessment package comes in. Here's why we wear the mask. We wear masks to feel safe, to feel accepted, or to feel in control. The mask that we wear may look like confidence or competence or even composure, but sometimes they're just protecting us from being vulnerable. Over time, though, that protective layer can become a barrier between who we really are and who we're pretending to be. In leadership, in business, relationships, and sales, these masks limit our ability to connect deeply and to operate authentically. And other people will pick up on that. That's the key. Even though we're trying to hide some things, other people are going to sense that something's not quite right. These masks obscure our blind spots and they reinforce our facade, the parts that we know but we choose to hide from other people. As a result, our untapped potential remains just that. It's untapped. How do we remove that mask? The first thing we can do, and the first thing I do, I literally do not do any work with any client that doesn't start with assessments, because we need to have clarity about where you are in your life right now, what's going on for you, what's behind all of the masks that you're wearing, because we want to bring the very best out of you, but we cannot do that if we can't see it. And that's what these multidimensional assessments provide. If you've ever wished that you could see yourself more clearly, that's where those assessments can provide a mirror that's exceptionally good at showing what's inside of yourself and looking deep. A standard mirror shows what's on the outside, but a multidimensional assessment mirror reveals what's on the inside. Your thinking patterns, your emotional drivers, your motivations, your habits, your social tendencies. It shows how and why you operate the way that you do, giving you clarity on your strengths, your gaps, and on your developmental opportunities. When those insights are drawn from that validated data, scientifically grounded tools like this, guided by somebody like me who's a certified assessment professional who can interpret those for you, you know what it does? It becomes one of the most powerful growth accelerators available. Truly powerful, truly an accelerator of growth, because it's very hard to grow when you don't know the areas you need to grow in. And that's common sense, right? But unfortunately, common sense doesn't seem to be as common anymore. A lot of people get hung up on this thing about assessments. And I'm talking now multidimensional assessments. What does that mean? It means six different assessments measuring different things about a person. And it's nothing clinical. It's nothing that's invasive. It's literally showing you who you are and where you are right now in your life so that you are better informed and equipped to grow in the way that you want, to develop the skills you need to achieve the success and satisfaction that you desire. So I want you to think of assessments as, first, a mirror for your inner world or your inner operating system. Not just what you do, but you understand why you're doing it. And then think of assessments as a map for your development. If you're going to take a road trip, you want a road map. You want to know where you start and what the destination is, but you also want to know all the stops along the way. You want to know which direction you want to take to get there. You can see where you are right now, where you want to go, and you can also see what's in the way. Are there any obstacles or roadblocks that you have to deal with? And also, you can think of assessments as a magnifying glass. Whether it's for your personal development, whether it's use in your team, or whatever it happens to be, you can see the details that you're not going to see any other way. So let's just say, for instance, that you're a small business owner and you want to grow yourself so that you can increase your confidence, so that you can increase your competence and capacity. The assessment package is going to be there to help you see exactly where you are right now and where you want to go. We can create that roadmap together. That's what these assessments do for you. And because they're scientifically validated, you've got really good data to make your best decisions to get your best outcomes. When used together, assessments such as behavioral, like DISC, emotional intelligence, motivators, mindsets, response to conflict, habit patterns, coachability, trustworthiness. There's so many different assessments that we can use, but the package that I use is very specifically designed to help a small business owner or a leader understand themselves extremely well and see the path forward, make it absolutely clear what the path forward is for the growth and success that they want to achieve. And it really, truly is a 360-degree look, because one assessment is not enough. And I know there are companies out there promoting the heck out of their one assessment because it's so awesome and it's all you need. And if you buy into that, you are buying some snake oil, because it's not all that you need. Is it good? Probably. Does it give you insight and information? Absolutely. But it's not holistic. And that's why multidimensional assessments are so important. You want to see both what's seen and unseen in all of the different layers. It starts with self-awareness. That is the very first step to true authenticity. Self-awareness is where the mask begins to fall away. It's the ability to recognize what you're feeling, why you're feeling it, and how it affects your behavior and your relationships. It also provides the courage to face uncomfortable truths about yourself with honesty and with grace, and that's really important. It's actually giving empathy to yourself. Give yourself some grace. Don't be your own worst critic. Other people will be happy to be critics of you, and I'm sure you've experienced that. So as Daniel Goleman says, he's one of the pioneers of emotional intelligence, self-awareness is the foundation of emotional intelligence. Without it, emotional growth is impossible. Now, before you just write that off, I have seen study after study prove out that people with high emotional intelligence are many times more likely to be successful and satisfied in life, no matter what the position is, all the way from CEO to somebody working on the shop floor. High emotional intelligence is a very big deal. It helps us navigate our emotions, create resilience in our lives, so many benefits. So don't just write off emotional intelligence. When you increase your self-awareness through these assessments and reflection, you stop operating so much on autopilot. You make choices instead of reacting. You become more authentic. And authenticity builds trust with other people. And that's so very important. So we want to go from awareness here to mastery. How do we do that? We start to integrate the different competencies of emotional intelligence. Why do I focus so much on emotional intelligence? Because it's neuroscience. It is real science. And it has been proven out over and over. As a matter of fact, emotional intelligence is 2 to 4 times more predictive of success than IQ. I have seen incredibly intelligent people from an IQ perspective struggle throughout their lives because their emotional intelligence is low. Now, some of them may be successful. But a lot of the successful people I see with high IQ do not enjoy their lives. They don't get the satisfaction out of life. They're always seeking for something more. And that more is emotional intelligence. Once awareness opens the door, here's where the real work begins. Living what you've learned. Emotional intelligence isn't a concept to understand once. It's a daily practice that transforms how we think, how we feel, and how we act. These 5 key competencies, self-awareness, self-regulation, motivation, empathy, and social skills, create the foundation for thriving authenticity in our lives and in our work. Number 1 is self-awareness. Self-awareness is where growth begins. It's recognizing what's happening inside of you and then understanding why it's happening. When you know your emotional patterns, your triggers, and your tendencies, you stop operating on autopilot and you start making intentional choices. Here's a practice you can put in place. Use your assessments as mirrors. Notice your emotional triggers and default responses. Ask yourself, what am I feeling and what's driving that feeling? Number two, self-regulation. Managing what's beneath the mask. Self-regulation turns awareness into discipline. It's the ability to pause, to reflect, and to respond rather than to react. When you manage your emotional state, you stay grounded, even under stress and pressure. Here's a practice you can put in place. Build emotional pauses into your day. Breathe before responding, and reframe challenges as opportunities to align with your best self. You can ask yourself, how can I respond in a way that honors my values and my goals? See how that keeps you better grounded? It just makes sense, doesn't it? Number three, motivation. We want to fuel the purpose and the progress of removing the mask and being more authentic. Motivation is the internal drive that keeps us moving forward toward our goals and toward our purpose. It's more than ambition. It's more than willpower. It's the emotional energy that sustains our effort, our resilience, and our optimism. When motivation is intrinsic, driven by our purpose, our values, and our beliefs, rather than pressure or reward, you access higher engagement, higher creativity, and greater satisfaction. What's a practice here? Reconnect daily with why you do what you do. Anchor goals in meaning, not just metrics. I think that's so very important. So many people are measuring their goals around metrics, and that's fine, but that does not give you more motivation. It does not increase your intrinsic motivation and your optimism. So tie your meaning into that. Ask yourself, what inspires me to keep going? How can I reconnect to that energy every day? Number four, empathy. Understanding the masks of other people. Empathy allows us to step beyond our perspective and feel what others might be experiencing. It helps us see behind their mask and connect with them with compassion instead of with judgment. One of the things I say all the time, practice curiosity, not judgment. It will get you so much further down the road. Now, if we can do that, when we practice empathy, what happens is it becomes an active part of what we do every day. Our relationships get better and they deepen. Trust is built at greater levels and collaboration strengthens. Here's a practice for empathy. Approach others with curiosity instead of conclusions. Listen for the emotions behind the words. Ask yourself, what might this person be feeling right now, and how can I meet them in that place? It doesn't mean you compromise. It doesn't mean you give in. It means you are actively trying to understand. And that goes a long way. Number five, social skills. Building connection and trust. Social skills turn emotional intelligence into visible behavior. This is where authenticity meets action. How we communicate, how we collaborate, how we lead other people. When we connect with people and they feel seen, heard, and valued, trust becomes the natural outcome. How can we practice this? Be fully present in your interactions. Don't be messing around with your phone or looking at your watch or looking off somewhere else. Be fully present in the moment with that individual. Focus on understanding before being understood. What does that mean? It means we're putting their needs ahead of ours, which I think is a very critical aspect to what we do. Now, as we're thinking about putting that into practice, we can ask ourselves, how can I show up today in a way that builds trust and builds connection? Okay, so we can now start to pull this all together. Emotional intelligence isn't about perfection. It's about progression, moving forward. And it's about removing that mask as much as we humanly can. And I know it won't be comfortable. And I know that it'll feel risky and unsafe. But I can tell you right now, the more that we can remove our mask, the more that other people will remove their mask when they're with us. That's going to lead to greater outcomes, better productivity, better trust, just so many different positive things that can come out of that. As you develop the five competencies that we talked about, you begin to live without the mask. You become more centered, more consistent, and more connected, operating from clarity, from confidence, and from purpose. That's what it means to thrive in the center of your sweet spot. So how can we make emotional intelligence a daily practice, which is really what it is? Emotional intelligence is a practice, and they are perishable skills. If you don't practice them on a regular basis, they won't be as strong as they always have been. That's why it becomes a practice. You don't remove the mask one time. You do it every day. Here's some practical steps that you can take around self-awareness and authenticity as maybe a part of an everyday rhythm. Number one, start each day with a check-in. Ask yourself, what emotional state am I in, and how might it impact this day? Number two, use data to ground your growth. Review assessment results regularly. Identify one small habit that you want to improve on this week. Number three, reflect before you react. When tension arises, pause. Count to three. Choose the response that builds trust and alignment. Number four, practice empathetic listening, or what we call active listening. Listen to understand, not to reply. Don't be sitting there listening to somebody, but really thinking about the next thing you want to say. That's not active listening. It's not empathetic listening. People feel safe around those who truly listen to them. Number five, seek feedback. Ask trusted people in your life, how you're showing up. What's your blind spots? What mask do others see that you wear? And number six, align your strengths with purpose. Your sweet spot lies where your natural strengths meet meaningful work. Operate there as often as possible. We want to thrive at the center of our sweet spot. When your self-awareness, your emotional regulation, your empathy, and your social connections work together, you stop performing and you start becoming. You operate from authenticity, not anxiety, from confidence, not comparison. This is where your sweet spot, the place where clarity, competence, and purpose converge. From this center, this group of anchors that you can really hold on to no matter what's going on around you, you can build deeper trust, you can make better and more clear decisions, you can experience greater fulfillment in life and in work, and you can achieve the sustainable success that we are all looking for. Because when the mask comes off, that's where your growth begins. Behind every mask is a story, a set of patterns, and an opportunity for transformation. Assessments aren't about judgment or labeling you. They're about illuminating you, giving you the insight you need to make the changes that you want to make. They help us see clearly so we can live more freely. If you're ready to move the mask away and step into your full potential, you gotta start with clarity. And that's where transformation really begins. Thank you for joining us for this episode. If you have any questions about this week's episode, or maybe a suggestion for future episodes you'd like us to explore, please contact us through our website at eqfit.org. For more information and inspiration, connect with us on LinkedIn, Facebook, and YouTube at eqfit.